I'm Jim Dewey with today's Ag Feature. Butterfly observers in Illinois are seeing a phenomenon this year that is playing out nationally. As the monarch starts its near 3,000-mile winter migration from Canada to Mexico, observed numbers are extremely low. Normally, the monarch is the second or third most common species of butterfly observers record, but this year, it's seventh. BASF is working to change that decline in monarch numbers with its Living Acres project, and area farmers and landowners can take part. Katie DeMars is in tech service at the Living Acres Research Facility,
which is working to establish milkweed as a habitat for monarchs.
Yeah, it was at Commodity Classic when they introduced that. How successful has it been so far?
It has been really successful in the terms of we've learned a lot already, and this is the first year that we've actually had the plots established both in Iowa and in Seymour, and I work in the Seymour, Illinois farm, and so what we've seen out there is we've looked at establishing transplanted milkweed as well as root sections into an already established grass stand, as well as using a clean tilled area and transplanting milkweed plants into that. And so looking at the various rates of establishment, which is more successful in terms of the root section or the transplant, as well as the vigor of those plants.
Explain once again the importance of what you're doing with the milkweed and the monarchs.
Certainly, we're trying to be proactive about maintaining and then increasing the monarch population, because the monarch population has been on the decline, and it's a very important species in the sense of it has a lot of nostalgia. It's a very iconic insect. When you think of insects and learning about bugs in elementary school, you probably learn the complete life cycle of complete metamorphosis with that monarch butterfly, and so maintaining that. And the milkweed is important to the monarch because it is its only food source in that larval form. It will only eat the milkweed, and so making sure that we have plenty of milkweed spread out across the U.S. or across that migration pathway is kind of what BASF is looking into do, to give that proactive approach to maintain that important part of biodiversity.
And of course, the problem has been milkweed is a weed, and so farmers for decades been trying to get rid of it. Now we're trying to reverse that but make it more of a controlled weed, I guess.
We're not asking anyone to plant milkweed because, yes, it is a weed. We're not asking them to plant it in their field. What we're asking is in an area that isn't used for production. We want it to be able to coexist with high production agriculture alongside of that. So not taking away from your corn and your soybeans or whatever other crop you might be growing, just having it coexist. If it's growing in a waterway, maybe don't mow it until the end of the season so that the monarch can use it as a place to reproduce, a place to feed, and a place to move on from.
What can a farmer or even a homeowner do? Or can a homeowner in a town do any? Can they plant enough milkweed to make it worthwhile?
Certainly. There are a lot of homeowners who have established monarch way stations through the Monarch Watch program, and so anybody can plant milkweed. Monarch butterflies will find it, definitely. And we have a site out here at Farm Progress where we just have our monarch habitat, so to speak, with some grasses as well as some pollinator plants and then our milkweed. And we went out this morning to investigate the site and found that even though this site has only been here for this summer, we actually found four monarch caterpillars happily munching away on that milkweed. So anybody can plant milkweed just about anywhere.
That's Katie DeMars. She is with BASF and the Living Acres Research. And that's today's Ag Feature. I'm Jim DeWitt.